Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenech.
Let's jump straight in. Tech Guide. This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia. Tech Guide. It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect. Tech Guide. They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenech.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide episode 185, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer news, products and opinions. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading once again. And for you first timers, we're glad you found us. My name is Stephen Fenech. I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, Fitbit announces new activity trackers. Optus reveals new ways of making cashless payments. And the limited edition turntable for fans of legendary rock band Queen. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at Kensington's new trackball mouse products and the device that can replace all of your cables on the go. In the Tech Guide interview, we talk to actor Greg Grunberg about his pivotal role in Star Wars The Force Awakens, Heroes, and of course, his gadgets and tech habits as well. And we'll finish it off with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products, and Norton, the company to help keep you and your family safe online. A lot to get through, so let's jump straight in. We mentioned Fitbit's new activity trackers. There's actually only one tracker. It's called the Fitbit Alter. This is a new activity tracker, a new wristband, a wearable device. Fitbit, they are the leaders in the fitness tracker category. They've had several very successful products in the past, particularly the Fitbit Charge, the Fitbit Charge HR. The Fitbit Surge, which is more of a smart watch. Well, with the Fitbit Alter, they've kind of taken it up a notch. They've increased the size of the screen. There is a module that sits inside the device, so that there's a little stainless steel module with an OLED screen that's actually removable. You can actually change the band on this device. So the band itself there is available in your regular, and there's also a steel and leather bands, so you can change it up a little bit. But this new device, it does everything you come to expect from the Fitbit, and by that I mean it counts your steps, calories burned, distance you've travelled, active minutes. It does have an OLED display, so it is a larger display. It can be viewed in portrait or landscape. So portrait is for the letters to run across the screen. So if you're looking at your wrist, the writing runs left to right. In portrait mode, so landscape was left to right. Portrait mode means up, so up top to bottom. So if you turn your wrist, the text will run top to bottom of the display, which I think is a lot better, especially with a band and a screen of that shape. That's a clever move. I think some of the Samsung Gear Fit had that feature too, where you can actually turn the screen on its side, so it's easier to read. The Microsoft Band 2, which has a similar shaped screen, and doesn't have that feature, and you're finding you've got to turn your head sideways to read the time and to read your information. So one of the only downsides of the Microsoft Band 2, which we reviewed a couple of episodes ago, but we are talking about the Fitbit Alter. This is a device that's going to be available in a number of colors, so as I said, you can change out the bands. There is a new feature on board, though, that will try to get you to reach an hourly goal of 250 steps. So per hour, you think about it, that adds up. Say you're awake for, you sleep for 8 hours, so you're awake for 16 hours. So 250 steps per hour, that adds up to a lot by the end of the day. But that's just one of the many new features. It also recognizes activities. So if you're out walking, running, biking, Even recognises cardio workouts, so you can even tell it you're doing a dance class or you're boxing or if you're playing basketball, soccer or tennis. So that's a handy new feature as well. One thing it's not, though, is not waterproof. So don't take this in the water. It can handle a splash of water. So if you're washing your hands or you get caught in the rain, that's no drama at all. But you can't submerge this, so forget taking this swimming. This is also a smart device as well. It will give you all your smart notifications, like your text messages, emails, calendar alerts, things like that. The Fitbit Alta is going to be available in March. It's going to be priced at $199. And the changeable bands, there's the classic fitness bands. They'll be $49.95 each. They'll be available in several colours. There's also the Luxe Soft Premium Hide Leather bands. They're going to be available in graphite, pink and camel colours, $99.95. They'll also have a Luxe Hand Polished Stainless Steel band, which will be priced at $169.95. And the gold version of that band will appear later this year. So all you Fitbit fans, the Alta will be out next month, March, priced at $199. You'll be able to pre-order it now, and the device will be released through major retailers like JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Officeworks, and Rebel Sports. So Fitbit Alta coming your way. If you want to see what it looks like, check it out, techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Cashless payments, a lot of those around at the moment. You've got Apple Pay, soon to have Samsung Pay, and you can just do tap and go with your credit card. Well, there is another that has been around for about a year now. That's called Cash by Optus, which, as the name suggests, it's a service through Optus that allows you to link an app to a bank account and use the money in that account to use as a tap and go service, so you can make purchases up to $100 each. Now, the beauty of that is that you don't have to have your credit cards. You can use your phone. So if you had an Android powered phone and a compatible Android phone with NFC, and you had a Cash by Optus SIM card, because that then completes the circle. It knows that the SIM card's attached to the app, which is attached to the account. You'll be able to make your purchases. And that was great. But so it allowed you to be cashless, so you can just carry your phone around and it would make the transactions. Well, but what happens if you leave your phone behind, or if you use a phone, like an iPhone, for example, that's not compatible with this service back then? So that question has been answered. Optus this week came up with two new products to get around those incompatibilities. So if you do own an iPhone and you want to use Cash by Optus, you can. And if you even leave your smartphone behind, they've come up with a solution for that as well. The first one, we'll talk about that then, the cashless solution and the phoneless solution, is the Cash by Optus band. Now, this is a thing you wear on your wrist. It has the NFC chip on board, linked back to your phone and to your app, so it already can authorize payments even when you don't have your phone. So say you're out on your jog or on a bike ride or whatever, you don't have your phone, you don't have any your wallet, you can still use the wristband, which is a lot easier to carry around than a phone or a wallet, and you can still go make your purchases. So if you're out for a run, you want to grab a smoothie at the end of it, you don't have your wallet, you don't have your phone, you're still in business with the Cash by Optus band. You can just wave it over the PayWave terminal. So like you're making a tap-and-go payment, but just using the wristband as well. So really handy, that one. The next is Cash by Optus sticker. Now, this is a sticker that's got, obviously, NFC on board, can stick on the back of a phone that was traditional or that wouldn't have been compatible on its own. So any non-Android phones without NFC, for example, an iPhone, now with the Visa, the Cash by Optus sticker, which is powered by Visa PayWave, I should add. So you can now stick this on the back of your iPhone and link it to your app and then to your account. And now you can use your iPhone and you tap the back of the iPhone where the sticker's located to these PayWave terminals, and you can make a purchase again up to $100 linked to your account, safe and easy without having to carry the cold hard cash. Cash by Optus, two new ways of using their service. The Cash by Optus band, which you can just wear it like a normal wristband, use it on the go without the phone, You don't need to have your phone with you or your wallet with you. You can just use the band on its own. It will make your payments. And the Cash by Optus sticker, which can stick on the back of your iPhone or any other non-Android or Android phone. Even some Android phones don't have NFC. Most of them do. The ones with NFC are compatible with this service straight out of the box. The ones without, you need the Visa PayWave, the Cash by Optus sticker to enable the Visa PayWave service. And you're tapping into your own money from the account linked to the Cash by Optus service. Handy way, going cashless has now become even more mobile and more flexible. You want to see the pictures of those new products and how it works? Go to techguide.com.au. Well, hasn't vinyl made a massive comeback? It's been building year on year, and it is just getting even bigger. A lot of people are returning to vinyl. Some people never left, but there are a lot who are coming back. And if you're a fan of vinyl records, you have a lot of vinyl records, and if you happen to be a fan of the legendary rock band Queen, you'll be pleased to know there's a limited edition Queen by Riga turntable. There's 100 available, so you better rush in. If you're a Queen fan and you love your vinyl, you better rush in and claim yours. Only 100 of them. The way you recognise them is they have this beautiful piano black finish. They feature the band's logos, which were actually designed by frontman Freddie Mercury. They're seen on the edge, on the right bottom right edge. There's also a plinth that goes over the turntable that's got a beautiful design from one of their album covers. And it looks amazing. It's black. It's gloss black with these logos. Looks terrific. And obviously designed for audiophiles, lovers of vinyl. So you're not going to be disappointed. It's not just a glorified Queen merch. It is actually a Riga turntable. Riga, it incorporates the RB101 tone arm technology. It's part of the plug and play family of Riga turntables. Queen cut 15 studio albums. And the release of this turntable coincides with the re-release of their box set, a special remastered coloured vinyl multi-disc box set. The set was has all those albums, and they were sourced from the original masters that were cut at Abbey Road Studio. So double bonus if you're a Queen fan. You've got this beautiful vinyl multicoloured box set, a beautiful Riga turntable to play them on. So you should be in heaven. Now, under the hood, it's got a 24-volt synchronous high-performance motor, and this reduces noise and vibration. Also has Riga Carbon moving magnet cartridge with an optional upgrade to the Riga Bias 2 cartridge. So if you're a vinyl head, this is a pretty decent turntable. Now, vinyl sales, just before we finish up with this one, vinyl sales last year reached a 26-year high in sales. And year on year, 2015 was 52% more higher sales year on year than 2014. Pretty amazing. The rise in sales, experts say, is attributed to millennials. Millennials who discovered vinyl. Now, millennials are these young people, born after 1980. And they are the ones that are embracing vinyl and giving it this resurgence that we're seeing. Amazing stuff. The Queen by Riga limited edition turntable. You have to go to techguide.com.au to check it out. It's priced at $799, and there's information on where you can buy it, what website you need to click through to if you want to make this Queen by Riga turntable your own. You're listening to Tech Guide. The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Norton, the company that can help keep you and your family safe online. Now, today, we live in a connected world, and criminals are working overtime trying to find new ways to steal your personal information. I'm talking to you, your personal information. The team at Norton is dedicated to keeping people safe online no matter how or where they connect. So whether you're paying bills on your phone, shopping on your tablet, or banking on your laptop, Norton's got your back with the latest internet security solution, Norton Security Premium. This is working behind the scenes to keep your information, your identity, and your devices protected. It also comes with secure PC cloud backup, so you can back up and save all your personal files, photos and videos, and all your other memories that live on all your devices. For more information about Norton Security Premium and how to protect your online life, check out au.norton.com.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick.
All right, kicking off our reviews for this week for episode 185 is the Kensington Mouse Trackballs. Now, we do use a computer most of the day. Most people are in front of a computer using a mouse most of the time. And you just think about how we use the mouse. There's a lot of movement involved, especially for our wrists, our hands. We move about the desk. So this repetitive action can lead to injuries, can lead to other problems. But the solution may be the trackball. Now, for those who don't know what a trackball is, and Kensington make two of them, they're the two that we tried, the Expert Mouse Wireless Trackball and the Slim Blade Trackball. We heard about the trackball and the advantages they have over a mouse, and we decided to sort of give ourselves a little challenge and see if we could adapt to this trackball using it with our computer here. And see how it goes compared to a mouse. And I've got to say, I was pleasantly surprised. The trackball has many advantages over a mouse, and I'm going to go through them right now. Now, just to explain, the trackball has a snooker ball-sized trackball inside the product, which you then roll around to move the cursor on your screen. So there's no movement of the device. You roll the ball, and that moves the cursor. And depending on how you set the sensitivity, you can move the cursor a fair way on the screen, the arrow on the screen, just by rolling the ball within the trackball, within that little product. And it doesn't move. Unlike a mouse, which has to be moved around the desk to move the pointer, the trackball stays still. So that is one of the many advantages which I'm about to go through. There are also four programmable buttons on each of the products. One of them's wireless, the Expert, which is $149.95. That's wireless. The Slim Blade Trackball, which is sleeker, is a corded product. Wouldn't it be great to have the sleeker with the wireless? That's the product that we would use. We did try both. So going through the advantages, and there are a few. Here's the first one. Our trackball is ambidextrous. How many lefties out there have tried to use a regular mouse or a mouse that's obviously designed for a right-handed person and come away disappointed? Well, no such worry with the trackball. They are built for lefties and right-handers as well. So no discrimination there. The other advantage, they don't need to move across the desk. As I just mentioned, with a traditional mouse, you are moving it across the surface of your desk to get, if you're running two screens like we are here in the Tech Guide studio, this is our everyday computer. We've got a 27-inch iMac and a 27-inch Apple monitor. So we have quite a bit of distance to cover. So if we want to move the mouse a fair way, we're moving the mouse on the desk about 15 to 20 centimeters to achieve that. Well, with a trackball, it doesn't move. You just roll the trackball and it then covers that ground for you. So that takes us to our next advantage is they can be used in a really small space. So because it doesn't move, the only area it's going to take up is just the width of the trackball, which is about 13 centimeters we measured, around that 13 centimeters. So if you're working in a tight space and you still want to move the cursor around, you can with the trackball. Another advantage is they're more accurate. The trackball has so many sensors to give you a bit more precise movement. It's a bit more fluid, consistent movement. So people like graphic designers, gamers are attracted to a trackball because it does offer that accuracy and precision. The other advantage is they're more ergonomic. Now, as I mentioned, you're not moving your hand or your wrist too much when you're using a trackball. The only other movement involved is the scrolling function. With the Expert Wireless, there is actually a scroll wheel where you around the ball is this wheel that you can twist around like a dial, and that becomes your scroller. With the Slim Blade, you simply twist the ball around, and that is your scroll as well. So not only is it your normal trackball, if you are twisting it like a dial, the ball responds to become the way you scroll on your desk, on your website, on a website or on a document. So just those advantages alone, I think we were taken with it. Like, I'm still using it right now, and I'm sold. I think it did take us a little while. You got to remember, we've been using a mouse for 20 years, 25 years, and pointing and clicking is just is a subconscious thing you do. You just do it with a mouse. There's no thinking about it. With the trackball, it took us a little bit to get used to where we were putting the mouse and we're putting the pointer, and then had to find the click. So had to find the button, which are programmable, by the way. So that was something we had to consider as well. But it didn't take us long. We're now pointing and clicking and doing all kinds of things a lot easier right now. So I put it to you. Why don't you take the challenge? The Kensington Expert Wireless Mouse Trackball is $149.95. The Corded Slim Blade Trackball is $159.95. And you can read our story at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the products we're going to talk about is a device that can replace all of your cables on the move. And that product is the Echo Connect Key. Now, it is the size and shape of a key. And the thing with it is that one end is a USB connection. At the top is a micro USB connection. And on the other side is a lightning connection. So this is something which can literally fit on your key ring, can fit in your pocket, can fit in the palm of your hands. You can now carry with you whenever you maybe need to connect your phone to your computer, whether it's an iPhone or an Android device. You've got both connections and you've got the USB there as well. So if you do want to get some power maybe from your laptop, or you may have one of those portable batteries, but you didn't bring the cable with you, which is often a hassle to bring a cable as well. This can connect those as well. It's flexible. It's made of flexible rubber, so it's pretty durable. So if you need to bend it slightly to make your phone fit into a certain space and connect to your computer, it can handle it. So for those times where you need a bit of juice, whether it's through your battery, whether it's through your computer, or you maybe want to share some data, there's a video or photos you want to download to your computer or share to your phone from your computer, this is a way to do that as well. This is it's got a fully licensed Apple Lightning connector. It's got fully certified MFI charging. It's a charging cable as well, fully certified. It is small enough to fit in your pocket, as I said, with flexible, durable material. So forget taking around your tangle of cables. You'll see the Echo Connect key is priced at $25. It's available from Symtec Technology. There are photos of me holding it in my hand. That is, it's so small, it fits in the palm of my hand. Can also fit on your key ring. If you're out and about and don't want to take your cables, the Echo Connect key is the way to do it. And if you want to see our pictures and read our review, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide interview.
Tech Guide.
Our Tech Guide interview this week is with Greg Grunberg. Now, Greg's been an actor for many years. He starred in the show Heroes a few years ago, was also in Lost, has more recently appeared in Star Wars The Force Awakens, where he plays X-Wing reconnaissance fighter Snap Wexley. He's got lines in it and everything, and he's very close friends with J.J. Abrams, which he will describe. We ran into Greg Grunberg at CES. We were waiting for an interview and happened to notice him in the distance. We sat down, said g'day. 45 minutes later, we were still chatting with him. I did mention the fact that I have a podcast that I'd love to feature him on, and he gave me his card and said, get in touch with me, we'll do this. And lo and behold, he's a man of his word. I caught up with Greg Grunberg on the weekend. We had a chat. And here's what he had to say. Well, Greg, what a pleasure it is to talk to you on the Tech Guide podcast. How you been going?
I'm great, man. I'm so glad we ran into each other at CES because this would never have happened. And it's just cool. I love this kind of thing. I love meeting people on Twitter. I love bumping into people. And you know, we met years ago. It's just great. So
absolutely
great.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I think you're very, very gracious of you, very kind of you to chat to me. I think I was waiting for an interview at CES, and I saw you over there. I think I'm going to go home and say good day, you know. And I did interview you years ago when you were, I think it was 08 or 09 when you were on Heroes. But yeah. What a pleasure it was to see you, and me being the biggest Star Wars fan in Australia, I had to say hello as well, spotting Snap Wexley in the distance. Mate, you got to tell me, how was it being in a Star Wars movie?
It was everything that you can absolutely imagine, plus the added value, which is the most important thing, of working with your best friend. You know, people know that I have a close friendship with J.J. Abrams, who is so brilliant and everything. But what people don't realize, or some people know, I've known him since we were five. You know, he's literally one of those super old friends that is more like family than anything. And it was just added so much. And he also, J.J., and it's, you know, from the top down, he provides such a level of confidence and calmness and a security on set and a fun, playful atmosphere. So we had so much fun, even though it's the, you know, we didn't know that it was going to be such a well-received movie financially and critically, but we knew that it was one of the most important movies ever, only because there's such a rabid fan base and people wanted to see
absolutely,
it done right.
So, yeah.
You know, and I had such a small part in it, but I'm talking about on the grand scheme of things, like from their, you know, from Disney and their perspective. This huge movie, yet you wouldn't be able to tell. JJ makes it so much fun for everyone, and we had a blast.
Awesome. And you played Snap Wexley of, you know, you've made it when you make the Star Wars Visual Dictionary. I'm looking at you right now. Snap Wexley. I'm gonna read this to you. Snap hails from Akiva, an outer rim world. Oh, you got your action figure as well. He was an Outer Rim world. He was an Imperial base unit. It was liberated by the New Republic. He's the son of a Rebel Alliance Y-wing pilot who flew at the Battle of Endor. Now a captain in the Resistance, Snap is the best recon flyer in the Force with a keen eye for trouble and the piloting skill to evade it. So you were the one who found out there was a weakness at Starkiller Base on your recon mission. So you are the hero of the movie.
Yes, yeah, you're right. Without my knowledge, without my recon, there would have been nothing to go on. We would have been just flying into the dark, would never have made it before the sun goes down, would never have been able to conquer that planet. You're right. I mean, Snap Wexley. And by the way, my lineage, I didn't know any of that stuff. You know? And it's so much fun to hear about that after the fact and then hopefully be an important part of the movie where – you know, I'll be able to do the next two movies as well.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask you. That was my next question. So do we know, have you got the call up for episode 8 and 9 yet?
I haven't. I would imagine, you know, who knows? I don't know what the script is. I don't know what the story is. But if it's a continuation, which obviously it is, you would think that, you know, they would need the best recon flyer.
Absolutely. So tell us what it was like. You were sitting in an X-Wing. Where was that film? Take us through that.
So that was at Pinewood Studios outside of London, and it's so historic. You know, you're driving through that lot, and I'd never been there before. I'd shot in London. I've been, you know, to London a million times. But to actually drive through where, you know, there's every reference to James Bond and to some of the other just massive movies that have shot on that lot.
Was it the original trilogies were there too, weren't they? The original trilogy shot at that same studio, Pinewood?
Yes, Star Wars was shot there too. So you're driving and you just know that you're on hollow ground, and you get to the, you know, we got to the area they call Circus, you know, where all the trailers are and everything. And it's massive, and there's cars lined up to take people to set, and then everyone's dressed in cloaks because they didn't want to let anybody know, first of all, who was in the movie. Uh-huh. And there were spies. People had drones, TMZ and all of these other, you know, paparazzi. They had drones flying overhead, even though it was, you know, it's a huge lot. I don't know where these people were, but they were trying to get any secrets they could. So we had to wear costumes, but then also these dark cloaks over it.
As well, wow.
It was just so cool, man. By far, I will never work on something as big or as cool as that.
So sitting in the X-Wing, talk us through that. What happened there?
So then I get the call, okay, we're shooting this scene. So then that day I go and I know I'm going to be in the X-Wing. And, oh, yeah, wait, no, actually, we had another X-Wing. There's a scene where I'm working on the back of my X-Wing.
I saw that, yep.
And so I had that experience. That was at a place called Greenlee, and all of these incredible, ships and creatures and robots and things walking around, and the Millennium Falcon's there. I mean, it was just like, what? It's like, I mean, honestly, walking through the movie. It's the best Star Wars experience ever, and I'm a big fan, so I was going out of my mind. Anyway, the day comes, and I'm going to be actually flying this thing, and it's on a gimbal. It's the actual, it's the piloting area. It's the pilot seat and the controls and everything, the cockpit. And then behind me is green screen, and it's all on a gimbal. So I'm going to be sitting there, and I'm holding onto the yoke, and they strap me in, and they strap two cameras in. And it's like flying an X-Wing. There's somebody controlling it, so it's almost like a mechanical bull at a bar. And I'm just holding on for dear life, and they have in my ear, or no, on a bullhorn, they're yelling out the lines. Okay, say that line, say that line, say that line. Okay. And I'm saying various lines that they can use at any given time while this thing is moving around. So it's, we got you, Poe. Watch out for ground fire. All those lines. I said them all, whatever, 30 times. Then they said, okay, there's a series of these other lines we want you to say, and I refused to say them. Ooh. And those lines were, I'm going down, I've been hit.
You've got to make sure you're in the next movie.
Yeah, I want to be in the next movie.
What about this scene? There was a scene that you, at the Resistance base, you shot. I think there was Carrie Fisher was in it, Harrison Ford was in it, Poe Dameron was in it. So that was a pretty big scene. A lot of people in that one. What was that like?
That was probably the coolest moment for me, outside of Bob Iger showing up on set, who's the head of Disney. Yeah. That was crazy. But being in that scene with all of these legacy characters and the new characters, and we're all standing around, and also Ken Leong, who's also in the movie, and just amazing. And they're so professional. And even though they are who they are, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford and Anthony Daniels and everyone, they all made us all feel welcome. And it was just, it was in the good spirit of like, all right, let's try that line again and whatever. Just the way all the TV shows are that there's a huge level of, obviously this is a big movie in Star Wars, but we had a blast. And then when I watched that scene, I'm just, it's like, and there's some shots of me, and I'm just blown away. As blown away as anybody else. I'm such a fanboy, and I can't believe I had an opportunity to play that role. Wow. JJ is the best friend anybody could ever have.
Absolutely. Well, we should talk about you. You've done quite you got a huge body of work. The other thing, probably most recognizable thing, and I saw this in person at CES, was your role in Heroes. And people, you were Matt Parkman, you had the telepathy. And just while we were sitting at CES, we had two or three people come and want to take photos with you and you pretending you got the telepathy. Is that one of your more recognizable roles as well, the people stop you in the street for?
It was. And by the way, if you remember, you and I were sitting at a fold-out table and chairs in the middle of a parking lot.
That's right.
When I was on the floor at CES, I just had to keep moving because people, that audience... It's the same as Comic-Con.
Yeah.
There's a very rabid, very loyal fan base, and they're all smart, and they all watch things over and over and over again. So they, they have specifics that they want to recall and talk to you about and stop and take pictures.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful, man. It's so great. And Heroes, that was the biggest kind of iconic role outside of this.
Yep.
Heroes, people watched a couple times, and people still watch it on Netflix and DVD and stuff. Yep. But not like they're picking apart Heroes, or I shouldn't even say that, like they're enjoying over and over again.
Absolutely.
I mean, Star Wars is, it's just a whole nother level, and it's wonderful. I mean, I've seen memes online where it says, "We're with you, Poe." And it's like, that's the line that people, there's a line that I said that was classic that I can't repeat because hopefully we'll use it in the next one or the next. But there were a bunch of, remember I told you, a bunch of lines I said in the cockpit.
Yep.
One of which I'm like, that should be on a T-shirt. And it just didn't work in the movie. And JJ rightfully cut it out of that scene.
Yep.
But it's an iconic kind of line that I hope I get to say again. But it's just amazing how people appreciate even the smallest things.
Absolutely. We should explain why you were at CES, of course. You were there because you'd been in Star Wars. So you were on the Sphero stand, was it, for the BB-8 droid?
Yes, Sphero invited, and they were kind enough to fly me out there, and I made an appearance at their booth. You know, BB-8 being the most successful toy so far this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just everybody wants the little version of it or whatever. It's so great. You have it right there? Oh, I love it. Yeah, we have it over here. It's just adorable. JJ created that, by the way, and it's just –
Is it true that he sketched that on a napkin? Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's what he says. I mean, I wasn't there, but that's he said – you know, he's – JJ, it's no surprise, but he is a brilliant musician. He writes the themes to most of the music.
Wow.
He co-wrote and sang the song that's in the cantina scene in Star Wars.
Oh.
You know, when they open the door and you hear,
yeah,
that's JJ. So it's fantastic. And he wrote it with the guy who created Hamilton on Broadway.
Ah, that's a great bit of trivia. What a great piece of trivia. I don't think anyone knew that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And also, JJ wrote the theme to Lost, which was one note, if you remember. It's just
yes.
Boom. And that's the theme.
Yeah.
Wrote the theme to Felicity.
Yep.
He's just so, and theme to Alias. He's so talented in all. And one of them is he can draw. He's a very accomplished
wow.
Sketch, you know, artist and an artist. So he, yeah, I believe that story 100%. He probably drew a very detailed version and gave
yes.
it to the toy guys.
So what are you working on now, Greg? What's coming up? You said there's plenty of stuff on. What are we going to see you in next?
Well, I've got a show that's going to be on AMC called Geeking Out, it looks like, with me and Kevin Smith.
Like I am right now.
yeah. It'll be on after Fear the Walking Dead. It's a show where it's two guys who have access to friends that are very, very talented in making this stuff. And we are just as big a geeks as anybody else. So it's a really great show, half hour, that appreciates all the stuff that's geek.
Sounds great.
And then I've got a startup called demandjam.com
okay.
that people can check out, which is big artists, music artists, small shows.
Uh-huh.
So it's when you hear about the Rolling Stones playing that little bar down the street or this and that, you'll be if you give us your email and your cell phone number or just your email, we will let you know and give you an opportunity to buy those 200 tickets to that thing, and a portion of it goes to charity. So it's really
fantastic.
Cool. It's demandjam.com. And other than that, I've got my normal acting stuff. I'm on a
yep.
show called Life in Pieces
yep.
On CBS here in the States, and just enjoying my family. So it's great.
And you also do some charity work with your band. Is that right? You were telling me about that at CES. Is that still going on?
Yeah, it is. We're going to Puerto Rico and playing a party for Wells Fargo. We all of the money that we raise outside of, you know, money for beer and rehearsal time goes to the various charities that we support. And we had at one time Hugh Laurie in the band, but the band now is James Denton and Bob Guinea, Scott Grimes, me, Jesse Spencer, who is an Aussie.
Aussie, yes.
Great, great
awesome.
Guy. He's a very talented singer and guitar
Brilliant.
Player, piano player,
okay.
Fiddle player. So, yeah, it's called Band From TV, BAND from TV.org is where you can learn about that. And please, if you're booking a huge band, don't book the normal talent. I know I love them. Book us because people love us. We play covers and it's fun. And the money goes to charity.
Absolutely.
And that's the most important thing.
Great plug. Mate, this being a tech podcast, I need to ask you some techie questions. So let's start off with social media. What's your go-to social media type? What's your favorite?
Well, you know, I've got three boys and they kind of keep me current. And you know, what's happening in the latest stuff that's trending and working, because people seem to be jumping from one to the other. But I'm a Twitter guy, man. I'm,
yep.
you know, at Greg Grunberg on Twitter. I've got 1.5 million followers. I'm not going to be able to build that up anywhere else. So I'm sticking with Twitter.
Yep.
I think I love the idea of them switching to 10,000 word limit instead of 140.
Look out.
yeah, that's the talk right now. And I think that's smart. I think it'll be a way – if you think about it, it'll be a way for people to self-publish. I think that's where that's going.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, so I think that's interesting. And, you know, I have a Facebook page and I have, you know, I have a Vine and I have a Instagram. But I really use Twitter to start with, and it propagates to the others.
Fair enough. What about phone? What are you, an Android or an iPhone man?
I'm an iPhone man. I've always been an iPhone man.
What about a tablet? You a tablet user? iPad?
I use the new iPad Pro, which is
amazing.
Yeah,
love it. I've got that too. Love it.
Oh, and you buy the iPen, and you can sketch, and you can annotate, and you can – I mean, there's so much to use. Plus, with the keyboard, suddenly you've got another mobile device.
Absolutely. And are you – I'm assuming then you're a Mac person, not a PC person?
I'm a Mac person, although I have to say I don't really – use. I'm using this for Skype, but I don't really use my – well, I do use it for writing.
Okay.
I do have a – I've got a new comedy that I – it was Shonda Rhimes that we're doing for ABC.
Yep.
And I got a Paramount movie and a comedy I'm writing for Paramount. So I do a lot of writing.
Yep.
And, you know, the laptop, I use the Mac Air Pro. I mean, the Mac MacBook,
MacBook Air. Fair enough. Yeah. And you just answered my next question. You're a laptop user rather than a desktop user.
Yes, for sure.
Fantastic. And what about, and so you, are you a, do you like the, you said you use an iPhone. Are you an iPhone 6 Plus? Are you a go big or go home kind of phone user, or you like something a bit smaller?
Well, I mean, you know. Look at the size of my action figure. I'm a big guy. I need the big phone. And the 6 Plus for me is like a little – it's a little big screen TV that you can take with you. And I consume so much of – and I think everyone will. I think that the you know, people putting these big screen TVs or these big TVs in their bedroom, those days are gone. I think people really sit in bed and consume their either on a laptop or – I mean, I watch – not laptop, but an iPad – I watch so much from Netflix to Hulu, you know, to whatever. I consume it all on my iPad in bed.
Absolutely,
even with my wife, we'll watch it together.
Even like I've got three kids as well, and none of them watch television. They're all watching their content on devices.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, there was a joke a while ago where I was doing a pilot, and we were like, "Oh, I hope we get picked up. This is going to run on watches." And it was a joke before. It's not a joke anymore. It's like if you get a show that actually runs Amazon. Can you imagine Amazon has some of the best content out? That's where we buy our underwear and toilet paper. I mean, come on.
Greg, I could talk to you all day. We're going to have to bring this interview to an end. It was such a pleasure to, first of all, meet you again in CES. Thank you so much for agreeing to our interview. We are very envious that you are been in the Star Wars universe. I'd give my right arm to play a tree stump in Star Wars. You are Snap Wexley. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on keeping us entertained, mate. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Hey, I have to tell you, Steven, it's the best part about being in Star Wars is meeting guys like you. I mean that. I mean, come on, when would we be ever sat down and met? It's just great. And I appreciate you, and I would do the show anytime. Thank you. Hey, I'm in Star Trek Beyond.
Ah,
we got to talk about that when it comes out.
Absolutely. Well, mate, when that is in theaters, we will get on Skype and we'll chat to you again. Or hopefully, I'll be able to interview you in person. So I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be awesome. You take care, man. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
The Tech Guide podcast is also proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Have you got Netflix? Well, you need to get a Netgear Nighthawk X4S modem router and take your gaming, movies and streaming to the next level this summer. With MU MIMO, that's multiple user, multiple input, multiple output, and quad stream technology, you'll enjoy faster speeds, reduced buffering and lag, and simultaneous streaming to all your devices, so there's less waiting for your favorite movies to load. And with increased range from 4 high-powered antennas and amplifiers to increase coverage, dependability, and performance, you can enjoy smooth streaming all summer long. The Netgear Nighthawk X4S modem router, check it out at netgear.com.au to learn more.
Tech Guide.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
We did get a question. A listener was asking about TuneIn Radio and the best way they can hear it in the car without actually having to activate it in the car, because you aren't allowed to touch your phone. So apart from you probably would be able to use TuneIn Radio if you happen to be listening to the phone as you enter your car. And then once Bluetooth takes over, it should then stream through Bluetooth. So apart from that being the solution to getting TuneIn Radio to be playing through the radio before you get in the car. The question was, how do I get it to play in the car without having to touch it? Is there a way it can be activated automatically? Unfortunately, there isn't, not that I know of anyway. So playing it at the start, before you get in the vehicle, having it playing on your phone and then letting the car take it through Bluetooth, that's one solution. But you got to remember, there's also other ways. And if you do happen to drive a car with CarPlay, which allows you to connect your iPhone. If you've got Android Auto, it also lets you connect that as well. With Android Auto, you can actually use your voice to open the app and get this thing all working just by voice. So that is possible to operate that just with your voice. But with CarPlay, if you're using an iPhone, it puts up on your display all the apps that are able to be used while you're driving. One of them would be TuneIn Radio. A great way to be able to get access it. You're not actually technically touching your phone, you're touching your car system. So that's one way it can work as well. So if you don't want to be, if you want to be listening to TuneIn Radio, you don't want to miss out, they are the ways to do it while you're driving in your car. You're listening to Tech Guide. And that is our show for this week. You can read about everything we've talked about at techguide.com.au. And if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love hearing from you. info@techguide.com.au. And also give us a rating on iTunes. We love to hear people's reviews of our podcast. You can do that at iTunes. A special thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and Norton, the company that can help keep you and your family safe online. Thanks for listening. It's been great having you with us once again. We look forward to you joining us again next week for episode 186. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.